Why Knowledge is Dead Gets Education Right. Summary: the article discusses the shift in education from storing facts to creating meaning, emphasizing the importance of promoting intellectual struggle and human development over efficiency. It explores how educators can facilitate deeper learning experiences amidst technological advancements, challenging traditional assessment methods to foster critical thinking and real-world problem-solving skills. Full article: this post is in response to When Knowledge Dies, Learning Comes Alive. John Noster's recent Psychology Today article, When Knowledge Dies, Learning Comes Alive, captures something crucial that many educators are feeling but struggling to articulate. Noster writes that education isn't about the storage of facts, but about the creation of meaning. This observation describes what educators witness daily in classrooms, students who can instantly access information but struggle to make sense of it. Noster is right that our fixed maps, textbooks, lectures, and authoritative knowledge are dissolving. But as someone who works with developing minds every day, I want to build on his philosophical insights and address what could be more fully explored. How do we actually create the conditions for this messier, more meaningful learning he envisions? Last semester, my third graders attempted to create maps of their neighborhoods from memory. The results were wonderfully chaotic. Streets that dead-ended into nothing, houses floating in empty space, and parks twice the size of entire blocks. But instead of correcting these mistakes, I asked, what do these maps tell us about how we notice our world? Students discovered that one girl's map showed every dog she encounters on walks, information the correct Google Maps lacks. Another student drew his grandmother's house enormous because it feels the biggest to me. Their failed maps became data about perception, memory, and what matters to different people. The way children perceive reality versus the ways computer do may be what Noster means when he describes learning as navigating a mishmash of patterns, approximations, and even competing interpretations. But this theoretical framework is only possible if we promote spaces for productive confusion. It requires something institutions often resist: professional resilience. Noster observes that AI systems can flex and reshape themselves to meet a learner where they are, but he doesn't mention the human cost of this flexibility. When I choose to let students sit with their mapping confusion instead of providing the correct answer, I'm violating efficiency protocols. When I facilitate difficult conversations that don't fit neatly into lesson plans, I'm choosing human development over institutional compliance. This is where Noster's insights meet classroom reality. His dynamic web of learning sounds appealing until you're explaining to administrators why students are wrestling with ambiguous questions instead of completing standardized assessments. His vision of education as creation of meaning requires educators with the courage to protect spaces for intellectual struggle when efficiency metrics reward quick answers. The professional resilience to make these choices doesn't develop in isolation. It springs about when communities of educators treat uncertainty as opportunity rather than threat. It emerges when we experiment with approaches that preserve student agency, even when institutional pressure favors mechanical or algorithmic solutions. It is true that AI now gives students instant access to information and a web of possibilities for each question posed. But I've learned that more possibilities don't automatically create better learning. Sometimes it's necessary to deliberately remove technological noise that prevents messy and deep thinking. Remove technology entirely to facilitate the kind of dialogue where students must articulate their reasoning without algorithmic assistance. I think Noster is right here when he says, the leap from information to insight remains ours. But that leap requires focus. Students need practice developing thoughts away from technological assistance before applying those same thinking skills to platforms that can amplify their communication or offer different ways of expressing understanding. Noster's most crucial insight may be that knowledge is temporary and an artifact of a particular time, culture, and lens. This demands a shift in how we evaluate learning. Traditional assessments measure what students can recall or apply through predetermined procedures. Fortunately or unfortunately, this is exactly the type of tasks that AI handles more efficiently than humans. But what happens when we design assessments that require what cannot be delegated to algorithms? Instead of asking, what evidence shows that global temperatures have increased over the past century? Now prompt, You're preparing for a community town hall where residents are split on installing solar panels in your school district, using the same climate data everyone has access to. Walk me through why you believe this evidence should or shouldn't influence local policy decisions. Then explain how you'd respond to a parent who interprets the identical data differently based on their economic concerns about property taxes. The first question tests recall. It's likely to produce identical AI-generated responses about temperature records and CO2 levels. The second requires students to navigate the messy reality that identical data can support different conclusions depending on values, priorities, and cultural lenses. This is exactly what Nasta means by knowledge being an artifact of particular time, culture, and lens. It's a distinctly human cognitive processes that reveals real thinking. This shift demands professional resilience because it's harder to grade, takes more time to evaluate, and doesn't fit neatly into administrative categories. If it may take an anti-intelligent machine to remind us what truly intelligent learning feels like. I agree. But intelligent learning requires more than sophisticated AI tools. It demands educators with the professional courage to create conditions where messy, meaningful human development can flourish. The future classroom Nasta envisions won't emerge automatically from technological innovation. It will require teachers willing to choose student agency over efficiency, authentic relationship over algorithmic optimization, and the beautiful uncertainty of human learning over the false precision of automated assessment. Knowledge may be dead, but the human ability to make meaning from information is not. Our job is making sure it stays that way. Darling Hammond L. and Bransford J., eds. 2005. Preparing teachers for a changing world, what teachers should learn and be able to do. Jossi Bass. Palmer P.J., 2017. The Courage to Teach, Exploring the Inner Landscape of a Teacher's Life, 20th Anniversary Ed. Jossi Bass. Timothy Cook M. Ed. Is an international educator and AI researcher, studying how algorithms reshape cognitive development, creativity, and student well-being in educational environments. Life never gets easier. Fortunately, psychology is keeping up, uncovering new ways to maintain mental and physical health, and positivity and confidence through manageable daily habits like these. How many are you ready to try? Self-tests are all about you. Are you outgoing or introverted? Are you a narcissist? Does perfectionism hold you back? Find out the answers to these questions and more with Psychology Today.